broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for August 31st in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're absolutely convinced that the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers were one of the great peaceful, restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. You say, Sam, wait a minute. The founders were for revolution. Why aren't you? Well, because they did, bled, died, gave their fame, their fortunes, their sacred honor, and everything on that altar. You and I don't have to. We have the solutions for recovery in the supreme law of our land. That's what the checks and balances are about. Why are we losing? Because we, the people, are immoral. You cannot have an immoral people and expect to be free. You can't be ignorant and free. You expect what never was and never will be. A good, honest, moral population who understand the principles that our founding fathers taught us. You have a republic, if you can keep it. And what they meant by that is, will you be eternally vigilant? Will you jealously guard your liberty? Or will you simply bread and circus, throw it away? Reject the bread and circus. Stand for the sacred cause of liberty as our founders did. If enough of us do that, ladies and gentlemen, they cannot stop us. Our greater numbers will prevail. Remember, we delegate authority to them. Our system is not based on force, it's based on contract. The contract at the general level is the U.S. Constitution. They have been given and delegated certain authorities. Outside of that, they're rogue and out of control and must be stopped. They must stay in their lanes, vertically and horizontally. And if we insist, they will obey. The problem is there's not enough of us to insist. But there's more and more of us every day, ladies and gentlemen. I've been at this 25-plus years, and I'm telling you right now, more Americans are waking up every single day. What our job is to do now is educate, 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 and then the great reclaiming of the freest country on the face of the earth will commence right on time. God's in charge. Make no mistake. Have no fear of that reality check. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. And I've got an incredible guest with me today. His name is Dr. Lyle Rapacki, and he runs a website called ArizonaToday.com. And it's ArizonaToday.com. Now, Dr. Lyle Rapacki is a very interesting gentleman. He's a private sector intelligence, behavior analysis, and threat assessment expert, specialist, if you will. Now, that's saying something, right? Think about it. Behavior analysis and threat assessment specialist. He's done this for a long time, folks. He's been at it since June of 2010, he has provided selected members of the Arizona legislative body intelligence briefings on the border and on all kinds of threat intelligence analyses. He earned a bachelor's degree in political science and a master's degree in counseling, and then went on to get his doctorate, ladies and gentlemen, listen, from Clayton College of Natural Medicine, specializing in the treatment of psychological disorders. Wow, doctor, welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Well, Sam, thank you. This is a great honor. I loved what you started the show with from John Adams. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. That is very profound, and it's rare that you see or hear a host of a show even begin to address things of that. So that's very impressive. Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome. That's because they don't either understand it, and or two, they've been told by the Velvet Hammer to not talk about God, family, and country as we do. And I've had opportunities to be a pretty big host on some pretty big networks, but they say, Sam, you got to quit talking about God so much. And I say, if I got to quit talking about God, he's out, I'm out. Thank you very much.
That's just profound. That's profound.
I'm not interested in that stuff.
Well, what little I know of you, and I've only met you once at the in Las Vegas at the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers conference. You are very straightforward, and I'm not getting paid for this for your listeners who might think I'm buttering up Sam Bushman, but you are very straightforward, and you make no apologies about being a patriot and a God-fearing man. That's just
amen to that.
Impressive.
Our goal is to be truth tellers, ladies and gentlemen. That's who we are. That's what we do. Now, since you analyze behavior, and since you're kind of an expert on, what do you want to call it, psychosis, this idea of dealing with the treatment of psychological disorders, I really want to talk about Joe Biden for a second. I've got a lot of stories I want to bring to your attention, but I want to talk about Joe. Joe literally started out his presidency saying, hey, we want to be the unity guys. Under my watch, under my tutelage, we're going to unify as a nation. Now he's literally in the mainstream news going, which side are you on? Which side are you on? Okay, he sounds like a clown up there. I don't mean to be offensive, but he just sounds clownish, like he's derelict in his understanding. And now he's literally highlighting the divide in the midterm elections, literally claiming which side are you on for the unity president? The guy's got psychological problems, my friend.
I think one of the serious, and again, this is from standing back afar, and I'm not in any way diagnosing, just an opinion. But I think when he lost his son years ago, and then also lost his wife and children in a serious car accident, I think he became unstable, and I don't think he ever reconciled all of that loss. And that's not to make fun, but I think the man is just half the man, half the shell that he was 10, 20 years ago. He was always known, has always been known for making flubs and not being really a bright light bulb. But I think what we have seen in the last 5 years, since 8 years over Obama when he was vice president, and now in the last 2 years, I think we're seeing a person who's disintegrating psychologically and emotionally.
All right. Now, let me bring this up. I don't mean to laugh at him. I don't mean to make fun of him. You know what? We're talking about the president of the United States. Now, we can debate if he was duly elected or not. That's a whole nother topic. But look, here's my reason to bring this up. It's not to mock Joe. It's not to make fun of him as he staggers around on stage confused or whatever he does. It's not to put together a montage of his flubs. But you're talking about the commander-in-chief of the greatest military in the world, the leader of the free world. And to me, if he's really got that many, I don't know what you want to call it, gaffes or misjudgments, missteps, whatever you want to say, confusing moments, whatever words you want to use for this, this becomes a serious national security concern, Doctor. This is not a joke. This is a national security question, right?
I think you're absolutely right, Sam, and that's not to be theatrical. These are very sobering times. I think we have a gentleman who was propped up and placed in office so Obama and company could have a continuation of their downward spiral of this nation. I mean, the evidence is increasing, but many, many people don't want to face it. They don't want to address it. But the evidence in the secular realm is increasing that there are forces at work to collapse the United States into the New World Order. And I believe that was Obama's primary function. He never liked America. He stated that our national anthem needed to be changed, our Pledge of Allegiance needed to be changed. That's not my opinion. He stated those things. I can give you the quotes. And I think with Biden, he found somebody now that they can pretty well manipulate. And I believe Joe Biden is experiencing presenile dementia. I believe the soft symptoms or the soft presentations are there. More experienced people, more professionals can attest to that and address it than I. But I think we have a gentleman who's really a shell, and he's taking his orders from people who have every intention to move as quickly as they can, even before the midterms here, to bring disarray, bring confusion, and hopefully, in their minds, collapse this nation into the New World Order.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's a very serious reality check for America, because remember, all those who serve us, whether it's the FBI, the Justice Department, the President, the members of Congress, House, and Senate, they have all sworn an oath to defend us and protect us from enemies foreign and domestic. This goes beyond a dereliction of duty or a misunderstanding of responsibilities. This goes to the very heart of America is being literally betrayed and destroyed from within. And I don't say those kind of statements lightly. I'm not a shock jock, Dr. Apaki. I am a man who wants to tell the truth, but you cannot see it any other way. So on the border now, literally Joe Biden is encouraging, not just tolerating, but encouraging illegal activity at the border. Doctor, you can't have this from the commander-in-chief, a man who's sworn an oath to protect us from enemies foreign and domestic.
Well, once again, Sam, it sounds like I'm trying to earn $1.25 from you or something, but you are so correct, so profoundly right on. There is really a movement to collapse the borders of the United States, again, to go into the New World Order. If you study the New World Order, there are regions, there are not national sovereignties. So the United States is not to be a national sovereign nation any longer. It's to join with Canada and South America.
That very notion, my dear friend, is treasonous. That's my opinion, to which I'm entitled. Dr. Lyle Rapacki, ArizonaToday.com with me. We continue in seconds on your favorite heart-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Talk station.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. Callforcivility.com.
For decades, leftists, liberals, socialists, and feminists have been screaming and crying, "My body, my choice," in order to justify the premeditated murder of innocent children in the womb. However, this is a fallacious argument, since science has proven and demonstrated that the baby has a separate set of DNA from the mother. If it's not your DNA, it's not your body. That is science, and you should trust the science. Remarkably, the same people who have been claiming "my body, my choice" for decades now want to force you to inject foreign substances into your body against your will. Obviously, they never cared about "my body, my choice." They just wanted to control you and have permission to kill babies. I am Ammon Bundy, and when you elect me governor of Idaho, I will sign an executive order on day one of my governorship prohibiting abortion in the state of Idaho. Because premeditated murder of the innocent should never be legal anywhere in the world, especially Idaho.
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Dr. Lyle Rapacki with me, ladies and gentlemen. His credentials are so valuable. I don't even have time to cover them all. Go to Arizona, the number two, the word day, ArizonaToday.com. You can read all about it on the About page. But for now, understand this gentleman literally deals with psychological disorders. We're talking about Joe Biden. And it's one thing for Joe to have these missteps where we kind of put montages together and make fun of the guy. I reject that. It's not kind. It's inappropriate. Don't do it, folks. Have a decency and a civility about you, please. However, have the guts, the integrity, the fortitude to double down on eternal truths that matter, okay? So when Joe Biden literally lets our border leak like a sieve to where there are no borders, we have no national sovereignty, He literally borders on treason. That's my opinion. Some might not go that far. And I don't say those kind of statements lightly, but the reason that I say it's treason is one is to be breaching the sovereignty of America. You might think you're on a better trajectory or that somehow the world needs this next step for whatever. You're wrong. But the reason that I say it's treasonous is because on one hand, we're letting the border leak like a sieve, putting us all in literally mortal danger from the drug cartels and so on, and the sex trafficking cartels and everything else. But now they're literally attacking guys like me who have stood for God, family, and country and the protection of life, liberty, and property for decades now and have provided civil commentary on eternal truths publicly, and now they're literally pointing the turret at me and saying, Sam, you are a domestic threat. You are a threat to the nation. You are a threat to all we hold dear. Okay, that's why I'm convinced we're at the treasonous level. It's one thing to have different opinions on the border. It's another thing to let the foreign enemies walk right in and point the turret at the domestics who you consider enemies because we do what? Stand with and for the supreme law of the land. I was not even at January the 6th. I didn't go. We encouraged people not to go. But now they're trying to tie us to that. I didn't vote for Donald Trump, but they're still trying to point at me and say, Sam, you're a domestic threat. You're not allowed to say these things. You're peddling fake news. You're, and all of it points to the FBI, the Justice Department, Joe and the administration, Grandpa Whacked Out Joe, literally saying that I'm a threat to the nation somehow. This is why it's this double-edged sword reality check, Dr. Rapacki, that I speak of. Your thoughts?
Well, I think you're very right on. I just did a show with Sheriff Mark Daniels. Sheriff Daniels is the sheriff of Cochise County, which is a border county with Arizona and Mexico. Sheriff Mark Lamb is also another sheriff dealing with border issues. Excuse me. And if you go, if your listeners will go to ArizonaToday.com and just pull up the show I did with Sheriff Daniels, I think they'll be mostly surprised by the amount of information. We have 167 nations, and this is confirmed, 167 nations bringing people across that border. We have a number of terrorists, 97 that were on the international terrorist list that have been seized thus far. We have, beyond the cartels, we have terrorists and gangs from various countries that have made it across the border. We have a number of getaways, what's called getaways, where they're not able to be stopped by Border Patrol. They're able to slip by, 109,000 that we're aware of just this year. The numbers are staggering. The drugs coming across, a brand new drug that's taking place, or delivery, I should say, Sam, is fentanyl, but it's being put into taffy. Sheriff Daniels and I discussed it on my show, so if people will go and listen to that. It's taffy. It's pretty-looking taffy, like you go to a candy store and get taffy. Well, what they're doing now, the cartels are putting trace amounts of fentanyl into the different colors and different pretty sizes of taffy and giving them away. They're not even selling them. They're giving them away to everybody and anybody to hook them on fentanyl, which is a highly toxic, very dangerous drug. It takes very little, one little gram, excuse me, not even a gram. It takes just a seed of it that could kill you. And so they're doing everything they can to hook people as quickly as they can to the drug cartels and also just to kill off people. And they're very blatant about it. Biden knows this. So does his entire administration. And they're refusing to do one thing. We just had a case in Texas where the National Guard was posted there by the governor and stopping the people coming across, and the Border Patrol commander came in, unlocked a gate, and let the illegals in. the national administration of Biden and Obama and all this, they know fully well what they're doing, and they could care less. It goes back to what I said earlier, which is the collapse of the border, the national sovereignty of this nation.
Now, the problem is there's a few Republicans, Marjorie Taylor Greene and maybe Rand Paul, I don't know, and a few others who are really, you know, saying, hey, we got to impeach this president. He's out of control. But you've got a lot of the Republicans that aren't even willing to go that far. They're just kind of like, all you got to do is, you know, fund our campaigns and elect us and we'll fix it after the elections. But ladies and gentlemen, this is criminal activity. We cannot wait till the next election and fund campaigns and trust in the election integrity meltdown or problem in America to hope our guys win. That's a failed strategy. Now, believe it or not, once unthinkable, the Dems now see narrow path to possibly even keeping the House. And if Republicans don't go on offense, they could squander a wonderful opportunity. There's an article in the New American by Elad Hakim, I'm not sure how to say the name, who highlights this reality. This is something that we're facing, and that what the Republicans want to do is they're like, hey, this is really bad. Elect me. We'll go ahead and hold hearings. We're beyond that stuff, Dr. Rapacki.
I think you're absolutely correct. Again, it sounds like I just keep endorsing everything you say, but I am, because you're correct. I was just giving a speech the other day, and I was referring to what you just talked about, Sam, and I was referring to it as the uniparty. We don't have Democrats and Republicans anymore. We have basically a uniparty where you have the leadership of the Republican Party basically in line with the Democrat Party, and both of the leaderships and both of those political parties have come together for their own agenda. And if you have a true conservative, they're usually left out in the alley. They're not funded. They're not supported by, of course, the Republican Party if they're GOP. And again, what we're looking at is what Trump talked about, which is the swamp. Mr. Trump was a leader, is a leader. I think you cannot argue with what he accomplished under the most extreme difficult circumstances in 4 years, less than 4 years. And yet, many people still get offended because he tweeted so much, or he was very bold or brash or very candid in his speech. Maybe not the best guy you'd want around for a tea on a Sunday afternoon. But as a leader, I don't think we've had a president except Reagan in modern era who has accomplished as much as President Trump did. And yet many people still find him offensive because they wanted to polish him up a little bit more, calm him down, and make him into a mold that most of the uniparty fits already. And I don't know what the trial for all of that is. I don't know what's brought it. I don't know what the pathology is, we would say, in behavioral science. There's a pathology here among the American people that they want a certain type of leader that fits their nomenclature, their profile. Not one that's really effective, but one that makes everybody feel good about themselves. And President Trump showed what a true leader can do. He can ruffle feathers easily, but look at the accomplishments that man has. And we don't have that today. We have very, very few leaders. Sam McConnell needs to leave. Andy McCarthy needs to leave. The House Minority Leader, the Senate Minority Leader.
The guy,
these
Mitch
people
McConnell?
Are all part of the... Mitch McConnell. I think they've all overserved their purpose.
Amen to that, ladies and gentlemen. It's time we stand up. And let me give you some kind of examples to highlight when the Republicans need to go on offense. They can't just say, oh, man, look at Joe's overreach. Golly, elect us. We'll stop that. That isn't enough anymore. Americans Correct. Have had the shame on us over and over and over. The Newt Gingrich example. The Contract with America back in the 90s highlights the point or underscores it perfectly. Look, this guy got in a scandal, cheating on his wife, melted down. It didn't do any good. Lost everything. Just a disaster. We have got to have true moral constitutionalists as the order of the day. Hang tight. We'll talk about it. We'll do it in seconds. We'll talk about the FBI. It needs to be abolished. With Dr. Lyle Rapacki on your radio.
proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Fierce battles have been reported as Ukraine tries to retake Russian-occupied southern Kherson region, but military experts have told the BBC it won't happen quickly. The FBI has messed with the wrong monkey. Mickey Dolenz, the last surviving monkey, is suing the FBI for any records against him, bandmates, or the band. The monkeys were investigated by the FBI twice, once allegedly for anti-Vietnam War activities, and another time was so completely redacted, nobody knows what the FBI was doing. A court filing late Tuesday objected to President Trump's proposal that the seized documents be vetted by a third-party arbitrator, a.k.a. a special master. The Department of Justice and FBI have been caught in scandals going after Trump in the past. The Justice Department says efforts were likely taken to obstruct the government's investigation. A Florida judge will decide Thursday. USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Democrats this, Republicans that. At the end of the day, we're all in this together. And it's much better for the nation when both sides govern.
Blood may not be thicker than water. Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom is a vocal critic of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, but Newsom's in-laws seem to approve of the popular Republican. According to an exclusive report from Fox News, the contribution records on the Friends of Ron DeSantis PAC website reveal the Siebel family revocable trust made a $5,000 contribution in April. Neither the Siebels nor Governor Newsom's office responded to Fox News's request for comment. The DeSantis campaign declined to comment. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Now that all teams are down to their 53-man rosters, the season for the National Football League officially starts in 8 days. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the FBI committed criminal acts, and I submit to you they did, and they are. Once unthinkable, Democrats see narrow path to maintaining control of the House. If Republicans don't go on offense, they'll squander it all, ladies and gentlemen. And I believe the FBI is at the center of this. Attorney Larry Klayman, quote, help us indict, track, and convict Biden. We need to indict, we need to try and convict Joe Biden's Attorney General Garland. Also, the FBI Director Wray over illegal raid on Trump's home. Now, you can debate if that was illegal if you want to, okay? Because you can say, well, hey, the government had documents, this, that, they claim they, whatever. But ladies and gentlemen, Sheriff Mack said the weaponization of the FBI, not new, must be stopped. That was said in an Alex Newman video. The New American has that if you want to see it, okay? But when you look at Larry Klayman and Richard Mack, and then the behavior of the FBI, it is beyond debate that this needs to be dealt with criminally. Okay? Look at Ammon Bundy. The guy literally went to prison for 2 years. And at the end of it, he was guilty of nothing. The jury said so. And then when he went to Nevada for the second trial, the judge simply threw out the case and said, Ammon, you're guilty of nothing. You're free to go. And by the way, the FBI, you're involved in all kinds of criminal activity, including withholding exculpatory evidence and more. But nothing happened to the FBI. But Ammon Bundy sat in prison for 2 years, one of the years, in virtually half of it, in virtually solitary confinement. When he got done and was ready to be free, his attorney, Marcus Mumford, was literally tased by the government in court after he won for his client. Now, Ammon Bundy, guilty of nothing, served for 2 years. That case is shocking. The death of Lavoy Finicum is absolutely unnecessary and shocking. He got out of the car. He was far away from everybody. There, even if he had a gun, he wasn't in danger, or endangering anyone. But they literally murdered Lavoy Finicum. Okay, but the quintessential example of the FBI's absolutely rogue, out of control criminal behavior is when they had Lon Horiuchi literally murder Vicky Weaver, a woman, a mother, a wife, standing in her own doorway of her own home with a baby in her arms, and she was unarmed. And Lon Horiuchi, the government FBI sniper, literally murdered her in cold blood. Those three examples, two of them under Donald Trump's watch, I might add, tells me this organization is so out of control. If we don't rein it in, it doesn't matter who takes charge. Lyle Rapacki?
I don't know what to say. You're correct. They have been weaponized. Sheriff Mack has pointed that out very clearly on multiple occasions. I think President Trump has pointed it out. I'm still scratching my head, and maybe you've got better insight than I do on this, but I don't know why that hasn't been stopped. I really don't, Sam. Everything you've just said is right on, and it's a shame. It's embarrassing, and I don't have an answer for you or your listeners.
My only answer is this: unless Americans get engaged in a real way, yeah. Look, we can replace all 435 members of the House in one single election cycle. You realize that, right?
Yes.
What if all 435 members of the House heard, if you do not criminally start to go after the FBI now, we will absolutely replace you in November? And if every single 435 members heard that, it would change today, my friend.
Well, I think it's even more than that, Sam, if I may be so bold. It's not just the FBI. We got Department of Homeland Security. We now have the IRS being weaponized. It's out of control. The government is out of control. They no longer see themselves as servant leaders. It's not even discussed. We don't have servant leaders running for office. We have people who have personal agenda. It doesn't matter if they're at the state level or at the federal level. There used to be a time, and you know this, and you started your program with John Adams' quote, but we used to have signers of the Declaration in our first Continental Congress, if you will, that understood far better than we today what it meant to be a servant leader. And I just don't see that in the preponderant majority of people running for office today.
Now, you used to be in Homeland Security, right?
I've been very fortunate to advise. I was a member of FBI InfraGuard for several years, which is the private sector consultants with the FBI. Usually people in the FBI InfraGuard are former law enforcement and or specialists in behavioral sciences, threat assessments. I'm a member of the Association of Threat Assessment Professionals and other organizations. And so, yeah, it's been my privilege to at one time or another work with a number of these institutions, but not so much in the last 5 years.
Gary Aldridge used to work for the FBI, ladies and gentlemen, and he wrote a book called Unlimited Access.
Yes.
An FBI agent inside the Clinton White House. Gary Aldridge, who I used to interview back in the day. This is kind of an example where a lot of these agencies start out with good intent. They mean well, and they start, and they've got good people in them. And then what happens is they get taken over by rogue elements, and turned against the people. Gary quit and said, I can't take it anymore. This thing's gone criminal on me. I when I went to war, or when I signed up for the FBI, or when I, you know, worked for the Department of Homeland Security, or whatever the case may be, someone said, look, I was thinking America, apple pie, you know, I'm going to defend the greatest country on the earth. And when I got there, it isn't what I signed up for. Is that the case, Doctor?
I think that's very much the case, and Gary's book is must read if people really like to take a look behind the curtain as to how these federal agencies have become weaponized. They're being used not for the preservation of the Constitution and for maintaining law and order. They're being used for political purposes, and whenever you go down that track, it's not very long before you have an oligarchy, or you have like a Venezuela or Cuba or some other nation that whoever's in the Oval Office or whoever's running the show has at his or her arm's length a tremendous amount of resources that they can personalize, and that's what we're seeing. It's the degradation of our federal system into a means by which whoever's sitting in the White House can pick up the phone and turn them on citizens, not for protective purposes, not to preserve and defend the Constitution and the sovereignty of this nation, but for political mandate. If they, like you said on your show earlier this morning, if they disagree with you, they're coming after you. For you, Sam, to stand up and quote John Adams and to claim very forthrightly that you're here to serve God, the country, and man, and then to have turned on you the FBI and or other federal agencies is a disgrace. But that's what's happened.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen to this. Mark Zuckerberg, you know, the guy that's Facebook that spent $400 million on elections and people claim they can't trace where the money went. Mark Zuckerberg was on a recent episode of the Joe Rogan Experience show, and he basically talked about that Facebook actively reduced the reach of social posts discussing Hunter Biden's laptop in response to the FBI. Be on guard for Russian disinformation ahead of the election, etc. The FBI literally came to Facebook and Zuckerberg and said, hey, you've got to reduce these stories. So they suppressed information on Hunter and Joe while they promoted the Russian dossier lies. That alone is election fraud, Doctor.
Again, Sam, I don't have an argument or anything to come back with you on. I'm in agreement with you. We saw how the FBI politicized the Russia hoax and what a pack of lies that was. And instead of, and maybe I'm too simple-minded, Sam, but instead of coming out and apologizing to the American people and say we were horribly wrong, we got duped, or we even had some people who ran amok and did something that should have never been done, the FBI has remained silent. They have not gone ahead and owned their mistakes. They have not gone ahead and cleaned house. And here we just have another example of it when you look at the raid on Mar-a-Lago. It's just unconscionable, but I believe, and this is my opinion, we're involved
in a spiritual conflict. Hey, Cameron, skip the break real quick, will you? All right, we're going to have Cameron just skip that. Go ahead, Doctor.
Well, I apologize, Cameron. I think we're involved in a spiritual war over this nation, between good and evil. It's not Republican, Democrat. It's really good and evil. And I think the jury's still out as to who's going to win. And you've mentioned it, Sam, this sounds self-serving in a way, and I apologize to you and your viewers, but I'm terribly impressed. This is the first time you've allowed me on your show, and I'm very humbled by that. But I'm terribly impressed by what I've listened to, your statements, your coming on to the air, what your values are and what you believe are the priorities. And I just don't hear that in many shows anymore today. And I don't see where we have people willing to stand up and really fight for this nation, which makes me wonder, where are all the silent heroes? Where are the people who are putting America first? Now, I may be wrong, and I'll apologize if I'm wrong, and I'll buy the coffee and bagels, but I do not see people finally saying, I've had enough. And that's what it's going to take, and you've alluded to that on your show, and I appreciate that.
We need more truth-telling honest patriots who say, hey, the founding fathers gave it all.
Yes.
Their lives, their fortunes, their sacred honor, everything for the sacred cause. Now, are we going to do the same? Check this out. Listen to this headline. And I want you to think about this guy who started out his presidency calling for unity. This is from The Blaze. And the headline says this: Biden taunts, quote, right-wing Americans, saying they'll need more than guns to fight the government. Has this guy lost his marbles? I don't want to fight my government. I want my government to obey its proper constitutional role based on the contract. I want to be the guy that helps government understand what their delegated authority is and to make sure they don't act outside their appropriate lanes. There's checks and balances vertically and horizontally. I don't want to fight my government. I want my government to do what it was intended to do by the contract. That is protect life, liberty, and property. I don't want to fight my government. Do you, doctor?
No, and I think you're, again, this sounds like I'm, everything you say, I'm just in agreement with, which I am thus far. We do not have people in office who are willing to put their lives, their fortunes, their good names on the line. They want to get along. And I think we're at a point where if that continues for very much longer, including even weeks or months, I think we've lost this nation. I don't mean to be self-promoting, but if your viewers or listeners will go to my website, they'll see a show I did called The 56 Signers. And I discussed what the 56 signers to the Declaration went through, what they paid. And I named them by name, and I discussed what cost them by signing the Declaration. I'll just close with this thought. When the Declaration of Independence was signed, it was so radical and in the face of the King of England that they kept it under wraps for 6 months. They did not release it. After it was signed, all 56 signed the Declaration. They kept the Declaration locked up for 6 months. That's how dangerous that document was. It was in the face of the King saying, back off, we've formed our own nation. And we are no longer going to follow an oligarchy. We're going to follow what God has laid out as a constitution. And so it was so dangerous that they hid it and kept it under wraps for 6 months to give the 56 signers a chance to survive what was going to become public. Well, even after it went public to all 13 colonies, the 56 signers paid a terrible cost. And if you go to my show on ArizonaToday.com and look at the show called 56 Signers, I discuss what happened to each of the 56 signers. We don't have that today, Sam, in my opinion. We do not have people who are willing to stand up, put their nation first, under God, in other words, to submit, to cooperate with God's ordination of this nation. Because if you look at the 56 signers, they were very clear as to following God's order as to how to establish a nation. I'm not making this up, and I'm not trying to preach, but I'm talking history here. And we do not have those types of leaders anymore.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is a dead serious discussion. Pardon the pun. The founders were true blue, and they were not perfect. They were humans.
Yes,
but
correct.
They understood one thing, and that is if they don't defend liberty, they will lose it. And they will lose it for not only themselves, but for generations it will be lost. Because
that's
once
correct.
Liberty is lost, it is very hard, almost impossible. Oftentimes it's said that only blood will bring them back. So I want to be the guy that says, let's not lose our liberties in the first place. That way we don't need blood to bring it back. We can do so peacefully if we follow the blueprint for liberty. Now, my buddy over at WND.com, his name is David Kapilian, and he wrote an incredible article, and it's related to his Whistleblower magazine. But he highlighted something that he has just discovered. And I'm grateful that he's discovered it, but I've been teaching this for literally 20 years. Here's the headline from David, then we'll talk about this and get Lyle Rapacki's commentary on this. He says, call evil good and good evil, secret weapon to seduce / mesmerize Americans, now revealed. WND.com for the article. Now, I've been highlighting this, that look, they don't care about male, female, and about blurring your gender. They don't care about socialism or communism or any of those kind of things. Yeah, there are roads to get where they want to go, to lord over you and to perpetuate the global tyranny. But really, their goal is to come for the Christians. Okay? Because if you don't have God, there's no higher source than government. And if you don't have God, there's no stability of morality. There's no guidelines for commandments, if you will. There is no truisms, if you will. It all becomes relative. If there's no God, if there's no absolutes, if there's not a Father in heaven that loves you, if these eternal truths are not highlighted, focused on, and understood, then they articulate the narrative. That's what they want. So they don't care about all these sub fights, black, white, male, female, pretty, ugly. They don't care. They don't care what feud foments the replacement of God, but they're coming for the Christians. And this calling good evil and evil good is what they've learned to do. They've learned to redefine everything. And when they talk about something and you talk about something, we're talking about totally different things based on our belief of what it means. When they change definitions and terms, they do it to the point where, hey, everything that we hold dear is now subject to ridicule, mock, disdain, and ultimately rejection. And so I really appreciate David Kapilian writing a whole piece on this and highlighting this, because he's spot on right. But I've been teaching this for 20 years. If they can define the world by their definitions and their manipulations, you know how you define a woman? Matt highlighted that pretty well with his video. These people are psychotic. I bring this all up, though, because that in lies the answer. We got to call good good and evil evil, and we have to have the guts to do it. Until enough of us do that, it's just going to continue to go south, Dr. Apaki.
Wow. Sam, I'm really taken back by your candor, and I hope you take that in the right way. It's highly unusual to have a host of a show speak as candidly as you are, and I really appreciate it. We've lost our moral compass as a nation, and we've also lost the fact that this nation was ordained by God. Your statement earlier, a few minutes ago, the 56 signers were not perfect men at all. They fought amongst themselves. They grumbled. Ben Franklin was probably the most esteemed, or at least one of the most esteemed, of the 56 signers. And yet he was one of the only friends to John Adams. John Adams was not well received by most of the 56 signers. And yet when John Adams stood, the whole Continental Congress became silent. At the end of the week, when the Continental Congress retired to have a few minutes of weekend to themselves, they might go to the local pub down the street. John Adams was not invited. He was not somebody you wanted to sit and just have a beer with. His only real friends were Ben Franklin and Tom Jefferson. And yet he and Tom Jefferson also fought quite a bit. And yet they did it out of tremendous respect for what they were trying to accomplish. Now, I tell you all of that because what you said is so appropriate. The 56 signers were not perfect men. And yet, as a unit, all 56 of them recognized that it was God that ordained this nation. If you want to read an incredible sermon, and I'm using the words correctly, go read the Declaration of Independence. It was taken out of the book of Leviticus in the Old Testament. These men realized that they were on the forefront of developing a country under God's order, pursuant to the Ten Commandments. And that does not mean that everybody had to walk in lockstep religiously, but they recognized that there was a higher authority, a moral authority, and we've lost that in this nation. The church no longer stands up for what's right. They want to be more grace-based and get along with everybody. Our elected officials, again, are more interested in their next election or moving up than they are doing the right thing to defend the Constitution. We have a few exceptions, but very, very few. And the American people had better wake up to this, not just in this midterm, but in the, if we make it to the general election, which I would question we're going to get that far.
Ladies and gentlemen, we the people can make the difference. Remember, yes. We look to God Almighty, and we know He wins in the end. So if we're on God's side, we know we win. The only question left is how brutal it's going to be along the way based on our choices and agency as we, the people. I got a piece of good news to end with. We need to call good good and evil evil. If you do that, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be on the Lord's side. Then you got to get on your knees and repent, get up and do something about it. And if we do, God promises us that He will heal our land and protect us, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, think about a promise from the author of your liberty and the author of the universe. If you turn to me and reject your sin and repent, I will heal your land and protect you. Wow. All right, now, good news right at the end of the hour. So Elon Musk is battling with Twitter, as you know. And then he's backing out of the deal, saying it isn't worth the $44 billion that he offered because, hey, there's all kinds of fake accounts. And no doubt there's fake accounts, even so much so that a whistleblower now comes to the table. And Musk now cites whistleblower as new reason to exit the Twitter deal. The Associated Press has this piece. I rarely quote from them, but hey, give them credit when they deserve it. But now what's going to happen is either Elon Musk is going to buy Twitter very inexpensively, or he's going to jettison it. Either way, Twitter used to be a blockbuster control mechanism. They've shut me down on Twitter, and they said, if you recant your story, Sam will put you back up. I refuse. I will not recant the truth. You guys can go straight to hell. I will not recant the truth. You got it? And we need to circumvent these gatekeeping thugs now. But I digress, except to say, look, Twitter, it used to be a powerhouse. Now they're becoming a nobody mocked with ridicule and derision. Hopefully they'll be on the heap of failed, what do you want to call it, dot-com startups? all I'm telling you is I'm not an Elon Musk fan either because I think he's a socialist. That's my opinion, to which I'm entitled. Nevertheless, though, this battle is fun to watch, and the powerhouse going down is vital. Do not try to control the Americans' free speech. All five First Amendment guarantees are under assault. We better push back, folks. But that's the good news for you to respond to, Dr. Rapacki.
Wow. Sam, I'm really blown away by your show here and by you.
This is Redneck Radio at your fingertips, ladies and gentlemen. Tune in, share it, man. Tell everybody.
No, Sam, I mean, you and I have not rehearsed anything. I've only met you once, like I said, in Vegas.
Ladies and gentlemen,
conference.
I brought him on and didn't tell him a single line item we would discuss, not a one.
No, he did not. And
I did it on purpose.
Well, and I'm going to remember that if I'm ever invited back. I don't have an answer for you on that last segment there, but I want to again state to you in front of your viewers, listeners, I'm rather impressed of your candor and your Americanism and your fear of God. I appreciate your straightforwardness, and I pray that your viewers and your listeners are really taking what you've said and what's been discussed to heart. We're about to lose this nation, and that's not a theatrical statement, folks. There are people fighting the good fight. I've been very privileged to be involved in the last 2 years on the ballot problems. I coordinated both joint legislative hearings in Arizona for when Mayor Giuliani came, and then the second one, and then also I served as an unofficial, quote-unquote, unofficial consultant to Doug Logan in the ballot forensic evaluation. So I've been involved for a little over 2 years in watching how this country has been subdued by foreign nationals and by people in this nation who've sold out. And I believe Sam's absolutely correct. We're on the edge of going over and losing this great nation. And unless people really stand up and stop worrying about what people think, we're going to lose it. Sam, thank you very, very much.
But ladies and gentlemen, make it very clear that I'm going to do all within my power to stand for the greatest country on the face of the earth. I'm not preaching doom and gloom for America. No doubt we got a road to hoe. But you know what? We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will indeed restore our grand old republic. We declare this nation shall endure. ArizonaToday.com, LibertyRoundtable.com. Spread the word, donate liberally. It's the only time we believe in liberalism. And share the love, would you please, because the more we educate And the more we help people understand where the solutions are, the greater chance we have of saving the greatest country on the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, God save the Republic of the United States of America.